Hello, greetings from Japan. This is Eli Garf. I am responding to my friend in Ireland whose name is Bernie. He's sleeping now because it's like 10:30 a.m. here and it's middle of the night in Ireland. So I'll just address the Anchor community here, and I'll be doing so also on Vodl and Facebook and YouTube and Steemit and Minds. These social media platforms that we have available to us are here, in my opinion, to help wake up humanity, society, to bring efficiencies to the societies that we allow to govern our worlds. And what I find very strange, Bernie, again, this is to my friend Bernie, I got on board with Anchor version 2 literally 2 or 3 days before they switched to version 3. And they were touting it as the future of radio. And what I enjoyed most about it was the interaction, the ability to call in. It's like I grew up with calling radio. And what I found was that it was a game changer in that there's nothing wrong with people using Facebook and YouTube to watch videos and stuff, but when it gets to the point where people aren't commenting, they're just watching things, then what's the difference between watching television? It's absolutely imperative that people start connecting more, that we engage more, we interact more, and we impart the correct knowledge. Not necessarily to the whole world, and absolutely it's not necessary to reach the whole world. Everybody has like a group of people that they need to reach, and I believe that like you need to find out who the people are that you need to connect with and really connect with them. And that spreads out like the roots of a tree, and you know what I'm talking about? So the difference between version 2 and version 3 is version 3 is simply about podcasting. It's just broadcasting the podcast. So as far as their financial model, I don't know how Anchor is making money other than potentially getting revenue from the number of podcasts that are listened to. And I don't have any interest in that. Although if I have a message, I mean, I'm a musician, so if I play a Beethoven sonata and it reaches a million people, that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. But I would much rather be able to do that with an app that combines all of the good features and gets rid of all of the bad features of all of the websites and audio platforms that I'm using. So for example, on Vodl, I'm at 3 minutes. That's all right, I'll keep going. On Vodl, I can post photos. On Anchor version 2, there's still text comments and echoes. They got rid of the echoes. And that's really bizarre. That's like YouTube getting rid of the video responses, which is one of the things that Google did, which put a nail in their coffin, and it just disrupted the communities that were there communicating with one another. And so I view that as a threat, because the one thing I don't want to do is use social media in an inefficient way. You know, you post something on Facebook and it just disappears. It goes into to some abyss. You can find it. You can do a search. The search functions are there, but I much prefer email. You know, email, you can categorize what you're writing about, and you can include photos and videos in your email. It's much more cost effective. But I want to be able to use audio because I think people are staring at computer screens, staring at their smartphones and iPhones, and not interacting, and all of these thoughts in the people's brains are just becoming drivel and garbage. And I don't want to be like that. I don't know how much longer I have to live my life, but I want to make every day something spectacular, something great. And that just is not happening in the social media. I mean, Instagram and Snapchat and these things where things disappear. What is the point of that? I don't even believe that provides any form of entertainment. It's not satisfying whatsoever. I mean, in some ethereal fashion, you know, it's just fleeting. Is that how people are supposed to be living their lives? No, I think not. I think people need to wake up more and interact more, and so that's why I'm leaving this message. But it's all about the interactivity, podcasts being equivalent to television, and the radio is the wave of the future, where people put out their ideas and people come back and talk about things using your voice. So having said that, I'm going to go get ready to play some music. And I do a teaching conference on Saturdays here in Japan at the local community center. We touch on language and etymology and music and philosophy and comedy and cooking. It's just a hodgepodge of, in order to make your brain work. I think that what's the biggest problem in society is that we educate children to go to school and rote learning and you know, it's like 9 to 5, and then you go to work, and 9 to 5, work your whole life, 9 to 5, and do the same job over and over and over, 9 to 5, get tired as hell, and then you retire. And then what do? Stop using your brain? Stop using your intelligence? I think the whole system is on its head. You know, people should be enjoying their life and seeing how spectacular it is to be alive on this planet that we don't even fully comprehend. And you have a bunch of lunatics in office ruining society when they should be running it. So I'm trying to do something about that, and I don't worry about it for one moment. I just get up every day, and today's my let's figure this out, just 20,415 days ago I was born, so I've got to make the 20,416th day something to remember. As always, Bernie, appreciate your input and your advice, and I hope you had a nice rest. I'll talk to you later. It's this Eli, about 10 minutes to 11 on the 7th of April. Cheers. Bye.